My name is Megan Wilkes, and I am one of the owners of Biddy's O'Barns in Barnesmore Gap, County Donegal. Biddy's O'Barns is about 150 years old last year. It was originally started by the Callahan family. Bridget and her husband Dennis started as just a little roadside point for travellers to stop off. There was rumours actually that she had a shebeen not too far from here, and after serving a judge late at night on a stormy night, when licences became available, she magically got one, and then thus it turned into Biddy's O'Barns. And so 150 years later, the Callahans ran it up until about 30 years ago when the Slevens took over, and my husband is a Sleven, so that's how I came over. Well, Barnesmore Gap, well, it's been here since the dawn of time. The myths and legends go back just as far, between highwaymen, ghosts in the gap, everybody afraid to ever pick up a hitchhiker in Barnesmore Gap, because you've certainly heard about the woman who walks the roads. We've had a fair few sightings here in Biddy's as well. If you ever pop in, I can show you a photo. It's impressive and very eerie. The highwaymen were probably the most, you get the most stories and news clippings from that. And mostly because the gallows was just a couple miles up the road from us here in the gap. You can still go up and see around where it is, sort of in between here and Ballybuffet. And that's where anybody who did anything wrong, from probably stealing a loaf of bread to murdering somebody, was hung. It was covered in thick brush, and people just actually lived in the hills. And funny enough, even though the Callahans owned Biddy's, there was actually a famous Callahan gang. Now, I don't know if they were related to the family that live here, who were highwaymen, and who would rob whoever was coming through the gap. See, the gap is so narrow at the time, and it was it was a horse trail, really. You're not thinking of this big road that we have now. So it was really the perfect location. You had people squeezed in between these two giant mountains. Perfect location to drop in on somebody. You know, it could be a carriage, you know, with gold going from Derry to Donegal town. It could be farming equipment. It could be people or whatever. So it was strategically a very smart place for highwaymen to do their job. Barnesmore Gap was really the only way you could get from north to south. So it had a high volume of traffic for the time. And people didn't really have another way to go. I actually read an old newspaper clipping. It was this whole story about how it got its name, Barnesmore Gap. Now, it's all legend and stuff, but it was about a very simple man called Barney, who, I don't know if you read this, but who got hired by a very rich man to take his gold through the gap to Derry. And everybody in town thought that this Barney guy was crazy. He was a simpleton, and he'd never get it through the gap. But he ended up fooling a highwayman in the gap, getting this gold up to Derry and earning his reward. And then thus it was all named after him. Now, that is myth and legend way back. But I do love the story of poor Barney. I actually love... Ever since I moved here, I suddenly developed a soft spot for trains and railways randomly. So I've been working with the Heritage Center in town. That's why I mentioned them. But just up the gap here, maybe 2 miles towards Donegal town, not even, there's a old railway stop called Dunyan's Halt. And this was well known by all the locals to be a stop. And I'd say even generations down the line, it seemed to be a legitimate stop. But come to actually find out, we were looking through old railway records and it never existed. It was just like a typical Donegal thing of like, yeah, sure, we'll put one here because we need it. And it ran for years and years and years. And it also reminds me of the guys who continued to run the railway even after its closure, technically, for a good couple months, if not a year, after it officially closed in Donegal, and they still would run it through the gap to Ballyshannon. So the Lowry Moor here, just in front of the pub, is it's protected now because it has salmon and trout, which is a very big disappointment to my mother, who's a big fly fisherwoman. But anyway, she'll get over it. And just up the just to the left, if you were looking down at the river from the pub, is an old salmon ladder, which helps obviously salmon get up to spawn every year, and actually also helped people get across the river over into the railway, and to the houses that are across the river now before there was a bridge. Probably our biggest accolade since my husband and I took it over 6 years ago was winning Donegal's Best Pint of Guinness. So, and technically we're the reigning champions because they haven't run the competition since. So I'm going to hold on to it. And we're also really blessed this year. Just with COVID and everything, we actually managed to snag two of the top chefs in Donegal, who were the former head chef and sous chef over at Harvey's Point, the local four-star hotel, who's snagged sort of all of the best hotel awards for the last number of years. So they are now our new executive chefs, and they're bringing some really great local produce and some great just Irish comfort food that we're really proud of. So I'm really looking forward to this year and their menu. We have an amazing seafood chowder, and we also do a Donegal ham hock pie with all local ingredients. And probably my favorite dish are these beef cheek slow cooked croquetas with like a really nice Irish slaw on top of them, and they're just a great filling, really wintry dish. And I think when you're having that next to one of our open fires, you really can't get more of an Irish pub experience than that. One of my favorite projects in the pub has actually been a whole history wall that has the lineage of the pub up until current day, from back in 1870 to now, and also lineage from the railway line and Barnesmore Gap, more about the highwaymen. We would love for you to come in and chat more about it to us. The original couple, Dennis and Biddy, I have probably my favorite Donegal love story. So when Biddy died in about 1913, the day she died, her husband Dennis also ordered his grave to be dug because he knew that he would die shortly after. And sure enough, within the year, he had also passed away. And I just thought, like, how amazing that was to know, like, he couldn't live without her. Biddy was originally a Gallagher, and she actually got this whole land, parcel of land, from her aunt and uncle, who actually raised her, which wasn't unusual at the time. I'm assuming she had lots of brothers and sisters, so she was sent off. So she got this parcel of land, and she married Dennis, and at the 1901 census, they basically described this as a public house with 5 rooms, slated roof, and there were 3 persons in the family at the time, although she went on to have a few more boys and girls after that. And she was, by all accounts, quite an amazing woman, so much so that it was always known as Biddy's, even when it didn't have a name over the door. And when her son John took it over, there was a law at the time that you had to have the proprietor's name over the door. So it was called John Callahan's for a very brief while before he renamed it to Biddy's O'Barnes or Biddy's of the Gap. Just Biddy's, really, around here is all it needed to be known as. And they actually say that it's unlucky to pass. So I have travelers who have heard this from their grandparents and great-grandparents, that it's unlucky to pass. And it'll be often why you see just cars coming down to just be by us, come in, and then they head off because they're probably in a rush, because they do have that bit of folklore that it is unlucky to pass and they won't do it.